Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. That war is, of course, very much at the moment preoccupied with a threat from something that has been described in many ways. There are some who describe it as radical Islam, political Islam, fundamentalist Islam, conservative Islam, extremist Islam. I personally prefer to use the term that I think those driving it choose to use themselves. They describe it as following the path of Sharia. I am thrilled to be able to spend a full hour discussing what this war for the free world's current problem with those who adhere to Sharia means for us, and for that matter for Muslims, as well as many others around the world, with a man I've come to admire and respect greatly, a Muslim himself from Canada by the name of Tariq Fatah. He is an author of two books, one Chasing a Mirage, The Tragic Illusion of an Islamic State. The second, The Jew is Not My Enemy. He is the founder of the Muslim Canadian Congress. He is also an active contributor to the public policy debate in his native Canada. He is a columnist for the Toronto Sun and also hosts a weekly afternoon talk show on Sundays in Toronto. It's a pleasure to have him back with us. And Tariq, let me start off by saying Happy New Year to you. And then secondly, thank you so much for taking a full hour of your time to discuss some of these really important and very complex issues.
Not at all. Thank you for having me, and a Happy New Year to you, although it doesn't seem to have started that way.
Well, it does not, certainly in France at the moment. We're speaking sometime before this program will air, but we have had in the past few hours, as we speak, a very horrific attack in Paris on a publication and journalists working at it called Charlie Hebdo. Knowing what we know at the moment, Tariq, what do you make of what happened, who perpetrated it, and why?
Let me remind you, Frank, that we are aware of this attack in Paris, where a dozen people were killed. But no one is covering the attack in Sana'a, where 45 people were killed by Al-Qaeda in a bomb blast. So this is not isolated. It is a worldwide phenomena. We are being attacked by what in the 50s was labeled by the Muslim Brotherhood as Al-Islamiyya, which is Islamism, the use of Islam for political objectives. And it is a worldwide stateless, fascist, and supremacist movement that seeks death as the path to salvation. So in many ways, it is very committed people who seek the destruction of, for lack of a better word, Western civilization or European civilization as it evolved in the last 400 years. And this is a sort of a simmering attack that was subdued in the last maybe 150 years during the colonial period, when the Muslim world largely got its act together, went into Western education, and then it came to a halt during the Second World War. And it seems to have resumed where it left off in the 17th century, when the Ottoman Empire had basically committed itself to the overtaking of Europe or the slow strangulation of Europe or free thinking or the printing press or everything that came in the Reformation or perhaps even the Renaissance. All of that was by one of their founders, of the Islamic movement, Maududi called the pernicious poisonous tree of Renaissance that needs to be uprooted. These were his exact words. And so what's happening in Paris is basically a manifestation of that. If Charlie Hebdo was not a magazine, something else would have been. A hamburger stand would have been. People selling pork would have been.
Well, it turns out a synagogue apparently was also attacked in Paris on the same day. And this brings me to, you know, another piece of this. But before we go there, just to stay with Charlie Hebdo, the reason that this publication specifically was attacked murderously by jihadists, Tariq, is apparently because it has engaged in the past, as well as, I guess, even this week, in what might be called Sharia blasphemy, things that are offensive to Muslims. Talk about how that's operating inside this this global jihadist movement.
Well, the Charlie Hebdo is basically a leftist populist magazine which mocks religion and religious authority in a society that is largely secular, which is France, and where it's not extraordinary for someone to be mocking the Pope or a rabbi or anyone associated with the religion. And the magazine had been attacked on previous occasions. The inability of people in the West to counter the argument of the Islamists is very compelling also. It's illustrative of a lack of knowledge as to how we fight this war. Because if the Islamists say that the drawings of Prophet Muhammad are not permitted in Islam, then fair enough. One would not be surprised that they would not make any pictures of Muhammad. But no one has ever come up with the a question, well, it is forbidden for you, but not for me. So if someone who is, say, an atheist or a Hindu or a Zoroastrian makes a cartoon, how is it that someone who even claims to be a non-violent, a peace-loving, moderate imam of some obscure urban mosque somewhere on government payroll would say, well, it was a provocation that triggered this violence? No. The point is that you are forbidden as a Muslim to draw draw cartoons of Prophet Muhammad, and no one forced you to do it. Whereas the cartoonists at Charlie Hebdo or the ones in Denmark had absolute full authority from their faith and their ethics and their morality to draw cartoons. And so the lack of challenging of this narrative, and even today, if you notice how people have condemned this, is the Western politicians dare not utter the word of who the people are who attacked and what was the ideology behind them. It's like fighting Germany in the Second World War without mentioning the name Germany, Hitler, or Nazis.
Tariq Fattah is our guest. He is a founder of a marvelous organization in Canada called the Muslim Canadian Congress, and is authentically one of those Muslims who seeks not to force the rest of us to submit to Sharia, but is tolerant and peaceable and, in fact, very much on the side of freedom, which he exhibits with great courage in Canada and elsewhere. And we're visiting with him for this full hour on the immediate topic of the attacks that took place this week in France, but to help connect the dots, really, to what is going on much more broadly. And Tariq mentioned that one of your books is The Jew is Not My Enemy. I was told today that there are apparently 100,000 Jews in France who have now, of late, expressed interest in migrating to Israel, in part, I guess, because of the fear that attacks like that on the synagogue today invoke. We're going to pause for just a moment to drill down further on the kind of virulent anti-Semitism that is part and parcel of this Sharia program and what it means at the end of the day, not just for Jews and not just for Jews, certainly in Europe, but really for all of us who are considered to be either people of the book or, for whatever other reason, apostates or kufars, the infidels, and therefore the enemy of Islam. These topics are both complicated in some measure and certainly extraordinarily important, and we appreciate the chance to visit with a man who's given a great deal of thought. Tariq Fatah, we'll be talking with him more right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.